Ready.
Same clothes, same day, different
attitude.
No, same.
Same attitude.
Yeah.
Oh God, that don't bode well.
You cheeky monkey! I thought my attitude were alright.
Okay. Episode 6. Right, we're gonna do it. Okay. We're gonna start the music theme tune now. Hello.
Hi.
Is everybody okay? Are you okay?
I am.
Are you okay? Oh, good. I should have checked, shouldn't I, before we started?
Are you okay?
Yeah, do you know what? I'm feeling really good today. Thanks.
Good.
Is everybody all right? Thanks very much for watching. This is episode 6.
6.
Of the Feathers and Florence vlog. We still haven't named it other than the vlog, Feathers and Florence vlog, but we'll get there. We're all right, aren't we? We hope you've had a brilliant weekend, and we've had a very interesting and busy weekend in the studio, helping loads of lovely brides, haven't we? And we've just sat down to record this vlog, and as we do every week, to tell you a little bit more about what's going on behind the scenes in the studio, to tell you a little bit more about us, because we don't want to be a nameless couple behind a studio.
You mean faceless? We have names.
We have Melissa names.
Melissa and Liam.
Yeah, check our website. Check our socials. Is that what they say now? Yeah.
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 Yeah, but we're not nameless.
We're not nameless. No, you're right. We have actual names.
Yeah, but you don't want us to be
fake. I've got four names. You've got two names.
No.
I have got four names.
You don't. You have three.
I've got four names.
Liam pretends he's got four, but legally you've got three names.
I won't tell them the middle names, just in case of fraud. just in case you want to... Take my debit card.
Did you say I had three names?
You have two names.
Yeah, two names.
You have two names.
Now we're making it obvious that they could, that if people could just Google,
yes,
they're going to find out my name and then fraud for me.
Yeah, they could, yeah.
So well, that's a silly excuse.
Well, his bank account number ends 0. No.
Is that the number in the account?
Yeah, that's the balance. 0. So... Where were we going? I don't know where we were going, but we try and answer a question from one of you guys watching, and we tell you a little bit about us, and we so far people are enjoying it, right? I think it's good. So
mixed reviews.
Yeah, but mainly from our family.
So, our family are the most critical, so nice comments are welcome.
Yeah. Look more at the camera.
I know. Shout
We've
out
done
to...
That.
Mother.
Shout out to all mums. So we've had a question in from a bride, and they've asked a question which is actually, I think, asked quite a lot. But you know what? If people are watching this, they might not know the answer. And the question is: I do have a slight struggle with speaking.
No, you don't. It's a lot of words.
Are our, is that right? Is that the right way around?
Right, let's go back to the question in a minute. Liam says our really strange, like...
I don't know the difference, that's
so,
the
like,
thing.
So, like, if you're from Lancashire, you say, like, our cup of coffee, our car,
yeah,
our studio... Liam says, our studio, and you're like, all right, are you
but I
a
don't
farmer?
Know the difference between our, like, it belongs to us, or are you.
R is like,
yeah, but I can only say it with are you or our cafe. I can't say our.
Yeah, you can.
That sounds like...
You sound Irish.
I'm not even going to do the accent. We wait.
Right,
valuable vlog time.
Right. How about I do the question to make
it easier? Yeah, because I can't say it. I literally cannot say them two words together.
Okay. So, are our...
Yes, well done.
...dresses made to...
Order.
Not made to order. We're getting it wrong.
Are they made to order? Are they made to measure? That was the question.
Yeah, that was the question. Not made to order.
Yeah, sorry. That was the question. And yeah. Answer your own question, please. I'll just sit back. As long as they don't include hour and hour, then I'm good.
So, yeah, a lot of girls think because it's such a large purchase that actually a bridal gown is made to measure. So where we take your measurements and it fits you like it grew there. They are not.
Yes.
Unless you're going couture and you're going bespoke, they will not be made to measure. Mm. Most bridal stores will have, they'll still take your measurements because what they'll do is find the closest size to your fit. They'll always go with the size that you need the largest on the largest part of your body. Mm-hmm. So for example, if your hips are like really nice and curvy and you need it bigger on your hips than you would on your top, you'd have to go for a bigger dress to make sure that it fits your bottom. And then what can happen is your seamstress will then have it taken in to fit you snugly everywhere else. So they're not made to measure. However, they are made to order, which is why you need quite a long time to order your dress. So you are ordering a brand new dress that's being made by the designer, but it won't be your measurements. It is a standard size. And we have standard sizing, but another thing to note is, so it's like size 8, 10, 12, you know, keeps going up. However, they are not like high street sizing.
Yes.
So we will measure you and give you a size, and you'll panic because you'll go, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
That's not my high street size normally. I know. Wedding sizes, where they pluck them from, I have no idea. God love the designers.
Because we love them.
Yeah, but the sizes are not accurate in comparison to high street sizing.
They are a wedding dress sizing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you've got to take them with a pinch of salt and go, it doesn't matter. But we will measure you up in your appointment. So when you find your dress, we're always trying to leave a little bit of time at the end to take your measurements, figure out which size you need, and that's what happens. Now, if you're thinking, well, I need a way bigger top or a way big bottom in comparison to whichever.
Yeah.
So if you're really big on top and tiny, tiny on the bottom, or you've got really curvy on the bottom, really tiny on the top. I can't talk now.
Okay, it's all right.
We can, some of our designers do split sizes as well.
That's a good point.
So you can go for example, an 8 on the top and a 14 on the bottom. So that's an option, and we'll run you through your what would be best for you. So if I'm thinking, actually, you need a split size, I will let you know and I'll work it out for you. But yeah.
What if girls have got really lovely long legs and they need something different from a standard length?
Oh yeah, we can go extra length as well. So if you need extra length,
or extra petite.
Yeah, so that's moving on to that. You can have petite dresses made. However, the majority of the time, it's easier to take material away, and the cost of a seamstress taking it up and taking the material away would probably be more cost effective than asking the designer to shorten the length of the dress. So that's always an option, but we'll let you know kind of the costs and which route to go down.
Our seamstress is fantastic as well. I mean, genuinely, we hit on a real gold mountain, or a mountain with gold inside it, whatever the right analogy is. What's the right analogy?
A gold mine.
Gold mine. It's a mountain with gold in. It's a gold mine. We've hit on a gold mine, a seam of gold with our seamstress, who is just
perfection. We don't give
perfection.
Out her name often.
We do not.
Only to our brides, because we're worried that she might get snapped. We're really selfish.
Really protective.
Someone actually asked us before, didn't they? They said, oh, can we have the details of your seamstress? We were like,
Absolutely not. we're not mean like that. We want to protect her at all costs. Yeah. So
we don't want to get in too busy and too big for boots that she don't want us anymore.
That's all. I think that answers that. Is the right thing? I think
let's hope so. Yeah, we're not the brides.
Yeah, if it made no sense at all, and you're still going, why can't you say hour and hour? Then. You have to rewatch it.
Like you're saying hour like on the
hour. Hour, and hour. They all three are the same word.
No, you say R.
R. Oh, I don't know. No.
You do. You say R.
R. Hopefully that's answered it. And thank you. That's really good, that. Really good. Now, I've got a quick fire quiz for you. Because so that people can learn more about you. Because you.
Only for me, not for you.
No, you can do mine next week or week after. Okay. I don't know. Whatever we're doing, we've got loads planned, don't we? Now, quick fire quiz on Melissa, because you might want to know a little bit more about her. Let me just pull this up. So, and
this
it's just...
This is where everybody switches off.
Yeah. You can turn off. Quick fire quiz. Right.
Where?
Oh, we've got... we're going to go for... thank you. We're going to go for 1 minute of quick fire quiz.
Start. 1 minute? That's one a minute. Long time.
Ready? I've got the timer here, and we're going to start in 4 seconds. Ready? And go. Which object do you misplace or lose the most?
My hair clip.
Your hair clip. Well done. What's your favourite holiday? Like your
that
favorite...
I've been on.
No, favourite like bank holiday, like favourite.
Oh, bank holiday.
Yeah, favourite holiday. Yeah. Like favourite.
Christmas.
Christmas. Good. What do you think people misunderstand about you?
My resting beep face.
You can say that on YouTube.
Can I?
Yeah.
My resting bitch face.
Thank you.
Makes me look pretentious.
What's the weirdest thing your pet does? Nice.
And he's a rabbit, so he shouldn't snort like a pig.
Who do you text the most?
You.
What movie, book or TV show changed your life?
Oh.
Gotta be quick.
Changed my life?
Yep, gotta be quick. You got 10 seconds left.
The series You, because now I look behind me all the time.
What time do you usually wake up in the morning? And be truthful.
I wake up don't at lie. 7:15, but I don't get out of bed for a while because I'm a lazy monkey.
What's your go-to lazy dinner? We'll do a few more.
Go-to lazy dinner is pasta.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, like the pasta with oil and parmesan cheese.
Have you ever moved cross-country?
No.
No? What is the thing you wish you enjoyed more?
What's
the thing you wish you enjoyed more? So you loads of people enjoy it and you just think,
Waking up in the morning. No, I'm happy to be alive.
What kind of landscape would you like to live in?
I'd like to live near the beach.
Very good. And that concludes our quick fire quiz. I think we've learnt a lot there. I've learnt a bit there as well. Near the beach. Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought you want to live in like Arizona, like where the cactus is.
Oh my God, I really do, but it would quickfire, I panic.
I know, you do, you panic.
The only thing, my mind was too narrow-minded, and all that would come into my mind is locally, so I was like, Blackpool.
Wowza. Blackpool's a lovely place.
No, I really want to live near, is it Joshua Tree?
Joshua Tree in...
Is that the place?
Yeah, there's a town, isn't it? Joshua Tree? Yeah. Or is it a national park?
No, it's a national park. And I really want to live on, like, the outskirts of that in Arizona. Is it Arizona? I think it's Arizona. Basically, anywhere with cacti.
If you live in Joshua Tree...
No.
No, I won't do that. Old school Liam. Okay, thank you very much for watching. I think that's been really good.
I hope so. Shall we high-five the a good one? But don't
high-five the what?
The moment of a smashing life.
Have a wonderful week, everybody.